Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to our worship service this morning. We're glad to welcome all of you. Glad to welcome all our viewers online as well. And if you are at home, I'll remind you that we are having Holy Communion later in this worship. We invite you to get your elements ready at home so that you can take communion there as we do here. Thank you all for continuing to wear your masks. I'm sure you know the new guidelines from the CDC just as well as I do. And what I'm going to tell you is that council will be meeting tonight, and we'll see what they come out with as our recommendations for how we go forward from here. There are a lot of complex issues still, so please keep council in your minds and prayers as we continue to deal with all these issues. The other news is if you look in your bulletin on page 17, I'll let you get there. You'll see hymn 655, Son of God, Eternal Savior. And then you get down to the music, and that's hymn Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. So it is supposed to be 655, Son of God, Eternal Savior, not the music. So when you get to that point, I'll remind you, grab a hymnal out of the pew rack in front of you, and that's where you'll find that last hymn. Okay? Vicar Amanda, your turn.
All right. Well, there's a lot of good things to read in your Go and Serve, so please check out all the announcements there. A couple that I'd like to highlight, the discipleship study, talking about evangelism. We went ahead and concluded that one this last Wednesday, and we're going to try it again for another time. It just didn't seem like a good time for that. So we'll see if we can do that on another day. Also, I'll remind our 2 p.m. Zoom book study group that we will be meeting today. We're reading chapter 6, 7, and 8. So join us for that. And if you're interested in hopping in, please do. Just send me an email, and I'll get the information to you. Also, we have our 9th through 12th graders that will be going to Camp Kynard for a day retreat. We're excited to be able to do things with other congregations now. So if there are any 9th through 12th graders, we'd invite you for that. Oh, I need to talk about volunteers because we need a little help too. So in the nursery, as a family of faith, we're trying to support our little ones and to support our young families. And so we have a nursery sign up, and we're good for a little bit, but pretty soon we're going to need some more volunteers to sign up. So if you're willing to do that, please let me know, or you can go to the link that's in the Go and Serve. In addition to that, with our youth group, we always want to have two adults there for the safety of our kids and for our adults. And so I'm needing some second adults. I'll be there, and I'll have everything all ready, but I need another adult to come and help get to know the kids and grow in faith and all of those wonderful things. So please let me know if you're interested in that, too. All right, I think that's all the announcements I have now.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I go now?
Yeah, you can go.
Okay, all right.
I was also going to mention to y'all that you may have seen information I put out this week that the catalytic converter on the bus got stolen. And it was kind of interesting. If you've ever been on the road and a hot rod passed you that didn't have a good muffler or had a muffler that they allowed all that noise to come out, that was me in the church bus. That was fun. But the other really interesting part about that, when the mechanic went to repair it, they found out there was one part that we needed. That's not the right way to say it. There was one catalytic converter west of the Mississippi and one east of the Mississippi, and that was it for the nation. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? And we got the one east of the Mississippi. So we were able to get it, and just amazing that with just that few out there, we were managed to get it. So anyway, just thought you'd like to know that neat little story. Let's rise and prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen.
Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord, have mercy.
be with you. Let us pray. Gracious and glorious God, you have chosen us as your own, and by the powerful name of Christ, you protect us from evil. By your Spirit, transform us and your beloved world, that we may find our joy in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Good morning. You can see all the things I brought, and I brought them for a very important reason. First of all, I was thirsty, so I thought I'd get me a drink with this thing. Is that going to work? You think I can drink my hammer? No. No. Well, then I brought this, but that's okay because I'm going to sweep the floor with this. Okay, well, then I brought this, and I'm going to hammer in a nail with this. That's not going to work either? All right, well, that's all right. This is perfect. I'm going to wash the dishes with this. That's not going to work? What do I use this for? Sweeping on the floor? Yep. Okay, and this, I might could use this to help wash or dry the dishes, couldn't I? And if I wanted something to drink, I could use this. And if, what do I use this for? Hammering a nail, that's right, that's right. And so, you know, what's interesting about each one of these things is you can't use them for something else, can you? I can't get a drink out of this. No, but I can use it for a nail. This was made to hammer on a nail. And this is made to sweep the floor, not to wash dishes. Isn't that right? And you know, this helps wash the dishes, but I can't hammer a nail with it. And same thing, I can't sweep the floor with that. That's for a drink. Each of these things has a special thing that was made for, and that they, it's what they're for. It's what they do. And you know what? Today, Vicar Amanda's going to read some of Jesus' words, and what that says to us is that God has made us, and he's given us special things to do too. God wants us to tell other people about how much God loves them. God wants us to care for other people and do good things for other people. That's what God made us to be and to do. So when you see things and you think, that's for hammering a nail, or this is for drinking a drink, you can remember, God made me for certain things too, to tell people about God's love and to love other people myself. Well, that's what I want you to remember today, so let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for making us and for making us yours. Send us out to do all the things that you want us to do, to tell others about you and your love, and to live lives of love for others too. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
The first lesson is a reading from Acts. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, together the crowd numbered about 120 persons, and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection. So they proposed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place. And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus prayed, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself so that they may also be sanctified in truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It is so delightful to watch little people grow and learn new things. And I know that I marveled at my niece when she was tiny, my own children, the babies and the toddlers, especially the ones that sit up here, throughout other congregations as well. I've marveled at my friends and neighbors' children, and now I marvel at my goddaughter and then my nephew, who will turn 2 at the end of the month. All of the children that I have watched grow have something in common as they learn to talk. The word mine comes into their vocabulary fairly quickly. And while it can get frustrating at times, and we do want to teach our children to share, the idea of something being mine is developmentally pretty important. When we learn to think of something as mine, we're distinguishing it as something different than other things. We're claiming it. Now, of course, on the grand global scale, there are extremely negative uses of this. But for today, for this sermon, we're going to dwell on the positive uses of mine. A child has their favorite cuddly stuffed animal, and I am sure the word mine has likely been firmly attached to it. So my goddaughter has a stuffed purple hippo. And one of her first pairings of words was, my hippo. And that hippo goes everywhere with her. Everywhere. It is hers. And she doesn't want to let go of it. That word, mine, comes up in our scripture for today. Verse 10 says, all mine are yours, and yours are mine. Jesus is in the middle of a lengthy prayer, and when Jesus is talking with God, he says, all mine are yours. All mine. Jesus claims his disciples, but Jesus also claims us as belonging with him. It's a claim of belonging, of community, and of family. And not only does Jesus claim us as his, but he affirms the relationship that we have with God as well. As Jesus prays to God, that claim is restated as a claim that God has on us too. Jesus tells God, mine are yours. We are claimed, labeled with mine from Jesus and God the Creator. The second part of this statement is important too. All mine are yours, and yours are mine. People that are God's are also Jesus's people. And remember that God created all people. All people belong to God. God is the creator of everything in existence. And I imagine God looking at each and every one of us, maybe a little similarly to how my goddaughter looks at her hippo, and with love and with warmth, God joyfully claims each person as mine. Not in a selfish way or a possessive way, but in a way that exudes love and tenderness, care and belonging. And as Jesus says to God in prayer, yours are mine, we are doubly claimed. All of humanity is doubly claimed. Christ died for the sake of all people, everywhere, always. This passage of Scripture lays out God's love, care, and devotion to all of creation. And the relationships that show us how we are connected to God and each other are there too. This act of claiming continues repeatedly over and over in this passage. In verse 13, Jesus speaks these things, so that they may have my joy complete in themselves. Jesus wants each and every one of us to have his joy made complete within us, within all of humanity. And I don't know about you, but that idea is kind of mind-boggling to me. To think that Christ, the Savior of the world, has his joy made complete in all of humanity. We are claimed. We are affirmed. And then Christ furthers his prayer on our behalf. Jesus prays, protect them, sanctify them, send them. Jesus intercedes for our protection. He petitions God to be with us through our everyday lives. Jesus doesn't ask God to remove all those difficulties from our lives. No, it's more about accompaniment. It's knowing that as Jesus, God has also lived in a human body too. Jesus intercedes and asks for us to be sanctified, to be set apart in the truth of God's word. To be sanctified is to live into the holiness of relationship with us and God. And in that relationship, we are called to share the word of God with others. We share the word because we are sent. Jesus' prayer includes ascending. Jesus was sent out into the world, and so likewise, we too are sent out. God sends us out into the world, but we are not sent alone, nor are we sent empty-handed. God calls each of us mine. We are named and claimed as children of God. And as children of God, we are all connected to one another. Our relationship with God and with each other are affirmed. God walks alongside us always. We have the privilege of being set apart to share the good news with the world. God sends us out into the world to proclaim, to accompany, and to love. Amen.
rise. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of abundant grace, reach into our lives anew and open our eyes to see you at work for us, around us, in us, and through us. Make our desire like your desire. Make our love filled with your love. May we see your grace daily. May we do your work through our hands. Lord, in your mercy, God of comfort, reach into our world with your peace and hope. So often it is easy for us to get discouraged or to feel lost amid the many conflicts and demands of our lives. Abide with us, O Savior, and give us a greater trust in your strength. Lord, in your mercy, O Savior of us all, bring your love into our lives and turn the wrong of our world into right. Be with the sick, the sorrowed, the hungry, the poor, the outcast, and all whom we so easily forget or overlook. Comfort those who are far from home or who face trouble or who are afraid. Renew your love, your blessing, and your help for us all, loving God, and especially for those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, O God, we remember the promise you gave that you would send your Holy Spirit to us. Make that promise real today. Fill us with your Spirit now and always. Give us certainty in our trust. Unite us in purpose and will. Give us zeal for our faith. Send us out to make you known in all the world. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Thank you. 'Tis indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Living and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Let us pray. Wellspring of joy, through this meal you have put gladness in our hearts. Satisfy the hunger still around us and send us as joyful witnesses that your love may bring joy to the hearts of all people. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.